More details subject to change.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Hey, this is 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early. Speaking of early...
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
They're all completely gassed! They've given it everything on the global bucket! Here comes Diggins! Here comes Diggins!
Diggins making the play around Sweden!
Yes!
Jesse Diggins,
yes!
To the line!
Yes!
And it is,
yes!
Jesse Diggins!
Goal!
Delivering a landmark moment that will be etched in U.S. Olympic history!
Hey, so how did it go today?
Pretty good.
Just when I thought I was out, pull me back in.
It's time for the Mickey Plyler Show, here on The Roar.
Falcons shocked the Ram on Monday Night Football. Cam Coleman to the transfer portal. Auburn wide receiver, the 6th South Carolina offensive lineman, also hits the portal. All 13 ranked teams in college basketball win, and Clemson fires 2 assistant coaches. A busy Tuesday show, so let's go. Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Tuesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Tuesday, December the 30th, 2025, the final show of the year. We'll be off on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. We'll be back here on Friday. What does that mean? Well, normal Tuesday guests, Milt Lauder, sports and performance psychologist. We'll talk New Year's resolutions coming up at 7:25. At 8:05, our normal Tuesday guest, Tony Morrell, thebigspur.com. We'll talk staffs and we'll talk Gamecock football with transfer portal stuff with him at 8:05. And at 7:45 today, so 3 straight guests, we moved Josh Williams back from his Friday slot to today because we're going to preview all 4 college football playoff games. So looking forward to that. Can't wait. Should be a good one coming up. It's going to be a lot of fun here on a Tuesday. The producer of this Tuesday show, Mr. Will Clanton. Good morning, friend. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Cold Tuesday morning.
It's 25 degrees when I came in this morning, or my car coming in this morning. You said 24 on your car.
Yes.
I mean, man, just a few short days ago, we're 77 and 78, and now I got 24 in there. Only going to be 48 today. But the good news is long-term forecast, high, mid-50s and mid-60s. So that's all good. How was your Christmas and your travel and all that? I hadn't get a chance to talk to you since then.
Man, I had a great Christmas. Spent it up in Lynchburg, Virginia, with the family.
Yeah.
A few short days, but it was very needed, and it was fantastic.
Nice.
And I would love to hear how everything went with you down south.
Yeah, everything was great. Kids had a great Christmas. So my wife was telling me, I told you during the break, my wife was telling me that Drake told her, rate all his gifts that he got. So he got this Next system, N-E-X. It's basically a Wii, the new Wii. So we play all kinds of games right now. We bowling yesterday. We're playing home run derby last night on it and all that kind of stuff. Him and my wife were doing his exercise stuff. Anyway, so we basically, right? He rated that a 10 out of 10. He got a new baseball bat, 9 out of 10. His basketball, 9 out of 10. He got hunting overalls, camo overalls, 9 out of 10. Going down the list. But because of the drone that took off and never came back, that just disappeared off in the horizon, that we only had for about 10 minutes, that was a 1 out of 10. So, but for 10 minutes, it was good. But anyway, so but he was great, man. My little daughter, they got home yesterday from my in-law, spent some time down there, and she had all of her Frozen stuff, Elsa and Anna. My daughter's name is Isla. Anyway, had all that stuff up in her room, putting on makeup. She had to put makeup on me last night, fake makeup. You know, she's here, Dad, let me do your hair and all this kind of stuff. So, man, yeah, I'm in that mode now. They'll be painting my fingernails and my toenails pretty soon, you know. My wife and my daughter will be doing that pretty soon, I'm sure. Anyway, a lot of fun, man, a lot of fun. Had a very interesting day yesterday. So, yesterday's show, I came on. We had some tech issues yesterday, right? And you didn't get a chance to hear yesterday's show, so let me explain this to you. Had some tech issues, and I don't know. One of the things, the computer that tapes the shows, I don't know how to turn it on. You guys know how to do all that stuff, being producers. And I was running a little solo yesterday because of holiday, you know, schedules and stuff. And I didn't know how to turn it on. So we didn't tape the first 2 hours. And then John Hite comes in with me in the final hour, and then he turns on. So we take the final hour. Well, in the first segment yesterday, I rip into the program, football program, saying that, now one thing I said was I didn't really care about the loss on Saturday because that was an exhibition. You missed 28 players. What I'm disappointed in is the last 5 years of decline. What I'm disappointed in is some bad hires. And what I'm disappointed in is the NIL policy and the transfer portal policy, and this program has slipped. And it was basically a couple hours of just, and I did an hour three too, that happened to be up, but just going at it of, hey man, this program is broken and he's got to fix it. And if he doesn't fix it, then he's going to be on the hot seat and that kind of stuff. Anyway, I got alerted. Larry Williams called me. I had 9 texts, by the way, saying the same thing. But Larry Williams and I were calling, and he said, "Hey, were you? You know, what happened to the first couple hours?" One fella, I got a couple of these. One said, "Did I get asked if I got CIA'd?" And I kind of knew what that meant. Like, you know, like the call came down from the main office of shut it down. But I learned a new term yesterday. My liberal friend, I've got about 4 or 5 liberal friends. Maybe my most liberal friend said, "Did I get Kamala'd yesterday?" And the question back was, "What's Kamala'd?" And he says, "Well, that's where they got to go edit everything, the interview, edit everything out, so you can actually put it up later." Very good, touche on that one. And the true answer is, at no point in time. And I read this on Tiger Net and Tiger Illustrated. There was a big long threads about it. At no point in time has anybody ever. I said one bad thing on the air one time, but it had nothing to do with Clemson or Carolina that I shouldn't have said. And the program director back then, this has been 22 years ago probably, said he can't say that. This is when Mexico and the United States were playing soccer, and the Mexican fans were chanting something. Osama, Osama, they were chanting that. So I said something bad about the Mexican fans I shouldn't have said. Besides that, it's the only time I've been told that not to say that anymore in 28 years, 29, whatever it is. Anyway, but it's funny that the conspiracy theory was that Clemson had called down and said, "Hey, take that off the podcast stuff." But that didn't happen. And the reason it didn't happen is because it's true. Anyway, so you missed an exciting show yesterday. Because we've got 3 straight guests, I want to get into – I mean, the news of the day, Rodney Newsome entered the transfer portal. It's not a big deal. Cam Coleman is a big deal from Auburn. The Georgia Southern win against App State yesterday, that's one thing. The college basketball games, I give you the scores, all that from last night. The Rams loses to the Falcons, that's big. But I want to get into the candidates and what happened with the 2 firings yesterday. Before I do that, I don't want to step on toes. Segment 2 today.
We're going to get right into it because okay. I need to get caught in.
Okay. You
know, because of a conspiracy that I can neither confirm nor deny. Okay. I feel like I'm in the dark too.
Okay. statement yesterday. Dabo Swinney said, I made a decision to make a change at offensive coordinator. A very difficult decision. These decisions are never easy, especially when you really love and care for the people who are involved. And I deeply love and care for Garrett Riley and his family. At the end of the day, we just did not get enough production and the results that were needed. And I just feel like it's a time for change. So we'll be moving in a different direction with a new offensive coordinator. I just want to thank Garrett for all he did for us, for Clemson, and leading us, helping secure another ACC championship 2024 and getting us back to the college football playoff that year. I appreciate all of his efforts on behalf of our players and our program. Garrett is smart. He's got a great work ethic, and he is a great coach. But it just didn't work like we both wanted. He's got an amazing career ahead of him, and he'll be a great head coach in the future. He says, also, we'll have a change in leadership of our safeties with the departure of Mickey Kahn. Coach Kahn is someone I've known since 1990. He's truly a family to me. He's done an amazing job here at Clemson. He's been with us since 2016, 10 years. He's been coaching the safety since 2017 and coached a bunch of great safeties, including R.J. Mickens, who's starting safety in the NFL as a rookie this year. I just am so appreciative of Mickey and the great contributions he's made to Clemson over the last decade. I'm thankful for his family as well. I'm excited for the upcoming opportunities he may have to go and call a defense and take the next step in his career. I'm forever grateful for Mickey and Mickey Kahn, that is, and the outstanding players he's coached, all memorable wins and championships that we've earned in the last two decades. I'm also excited that we have a plan in place for our secondary and our defensive staff. I'm looking forward to identifying the right leader for our offense to help achieve our goals in 2026 and beyond. That is Dabo Swinney from yesterday. Now, a couple of things. Number one, I always like Garrett Riley. I don't know him personally. I just watched him from afar. I think he's a good football coach. I think he's been a good football coach down the road. Would I fire? I don't have all the information in this way, but the results were, Dabo's right when he says it. The results were not there. Now, why? Was that all his fault? No, not all his fault. I think that he's got some weak other guys on the offensive staff that probably hindered the offensive development. A couple of those guys. I think that the recruiting and the offensive players he had, you know, wasn't great in a lot of areas. And I don't think he was handcuffed anyway, but he also had a quarterback that the last 3 years that just continued to make boneheaded plays after boneheaded plays. And so, but that's his responsibility. And I do think they probably need to go another direction there. And obviously in the secondary, it's broken. Now, not all Mickey Kahn's fault. He was forced to take a couple of guys, a couple of former wide receivers that weren't very good defensive backs, and forced to take some guys that athletically just weren't good enough to play here, but also recruited some guys that weren't good enough to play here as well. And so a lot of it does fall at safety on his hands too. But that safety room is completely it's completely broken, so you got to fix that too. To my knowledge, I don't know of anybody else who will be let go at this time. Some guys might be moving on their own, but to my knowledge, I don't know of anybody else that would be gone. Also, to my knowledge, I'm not sure what Riley thought of the idea of maybe Christopher Vecina being quarterback. I know I get asked that today. I don't know what he had thought about that. Candidates, there's a bunch of them out there. There are two or three pretty obvious names that will be on the list. I don't think Dabo Swinney. I think he knows what he wants to do in the secondary. I think that will be a combination of either Thomas Allen or Nolan Turner. Moving up in an elevated role there. On offense, he's going to go out and interview. And I've got a bunch of names, and I've got a bunch of guys to throw out there to have fun with. But at this point in time, I can't confirm any candidate. It's just that early in the process, and Dabo Swinney's handling this thing. I think he's going to handle this thing by himself through that. With that said, you want to wait and get in the candidates in the next segment? Because it's about 10 or 12 of them.
Yes.
Not even candidates, just guys we can even throw out there. Okay.
Some of that. Oh, I've got some. I've heard a lot of wish list candidates as
right.
well.
Yes. With that said, initial reaction to what you heard from Dabo, or any thoughts about moving forward?
Initial reaction is thank goodness, and no disrespect to Garrett Riley, but this is signifying that there are changes that are going to be made. And everyone inside the program, outside the program, everyone knows that this is not the standard. And it's good to see that the initiative has at least begun.
Can I give a slight, and now again, I am with you. I would have made the change. Can I give you another opinion that I heard yesterday?
Yes.
If you're going to keep Vecina as your starting quarterback next year, then you should keep Riley as well. Because why would you want a guy who you're not sure can do it have to learn a whole new system? Now, on the other side of it, maybe a new guy could come in and get more out of Vecina. So, but it's an interesting concept of now you're going to ask a guy who's known one offense for 3 years and I don't think has been great in it to learn a new offense. But maybe that new offense will be something, I don't know, is it going to make him throw the ball, have a better arm talent? I don't think so. But we'll see. We'll see. That is going to be and is the idea that that's going to be a quarterback and maybe Dabo's on the hot seat a little bit now. Does that hinder your list of candidates that would be interested in it? Who would have thought for the first time really since hiring Chad Morris is Dabo thought of as on the hot seat a little bit, so maybe that's a deterrence because you'll leave a good job to come to a job where maybe you know you might be looking for a job in a year. So interesting. And the other thing is this is two straight coordinators on the offensive side that you hadn't got right. So there's a lot of pressure on Dabo Sweeney to get this one right. A lot out there, man. A lot to unpack. We'll unpack candidates coming up in a second. American Door Masters does an amazing job when it comes to fixing your garage doors, your commercial garage doors, your residential garage doors. You know, garage doors break because it's a complicated machine. It's springs and cables and motors and tracks. Like, there's a lot of things that can go wrong. Get your garage door tuned up. If you have broken remotes or remotes that need to be replaced, they can do all those things. Panel replacement, track replacement, the cable repair replacement. Same thing with those springs and replacement. So 24/7 emergency service. If it goes wrong, call these good folks. They're going to take care of you. I told you my good friend Greg had to call him up, and he said it went absolutely amazing. 864-990-3075. 864-990-3075. Greg is a recruiting fan and recruiting enthusiast, and he called him five stars. So that's good. More five stars around here are needed. 864-990-3075. We'll take our first break. We'll come back in segment two with Will Clanton. We'll talk candidates and what the offense could look like in the future after this.
I'm not here to make friends with insurance companies. I'm here to win for injured people, period. When they delay your treatment, lowball your claim, or ghost your calls, that's when we step in. At Tramlin Mills Law Firm, we take it personally because it is personal. Call 864-485-8585 or visit us at tramlinmills.com. I'm Trey Mills. When you get hurt, we bring the fight.
At B&D Family Jewelers, value and trust come first. Make this Christmas sparkle with fine jewelry for the holidays, weddings, or any occasion. Explore on-site repairs and looking to sell? We buy gold, silver, platinum, old jewelry, and sterling flatware for someone special or treat yourself. Visit B&D Family Jewelers, 1600 John B. White Boulevard in Spartanburg, or check us out at bndfamilyjewelers.com. B&D Family Jewelers can help make your special occasion memorable.
Ready to ditch a workout that involves just lifting heavy things? Or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym, where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. Blockhaven has over 200 rotating routes for beginners to Olympic climbers. Visit Blockhaven at the Judson Mill District in Greenville or online at blochaven.com.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
You have a nice Thanksgiving?
I did, but I don't feel like myself.
What have you been eating?
I had turkey at my in-laws, turkey at my parents, had a turkey casserole this morning.
It's a clear-cut case of turkey-itis. I'm going to write a prescription right now for a double chili cheese aplenty from the world-famous Beacon Drive-In.
Next patient.
The Beacon Drive-In, where the food is always good since 1946.
At Tri-County Technical College, they're committed to you as they look to transform lives and build strong communities. Tri-County's academic and training programs help them stay ahead of the trends in the business and corporate worlds to ensure you'll be well-equipped to succeed on the career path you choose. From advanced manufacturing to computers and IT, healthcare to skilled trades and more, TCTC is committed to your success. To find out more, visit one of their four campuses or go online at tctc.edu.
Keep it homegrown New Year's with Carolina Fireworks. Local and family owned with five upstate locations. No coupons needed to get the best prices. They have everything you need to make your New Year's a success. The Easley store on Old Cedar Rock Road has over 300 items. Also located on South Pendleton Street, 29 at the Georgia Line, Augusta Road at 85 and White Horse near Waffle House. First responders, teachers, military, fire, and police get a discount with proper ID on top of the great prices. Visit CarolinaFireworks.net.
60 years. That's how long Joe Robertson and son have been roofing homes and businesses right here in the upstate. For generations, they've protected families, local businesses, and landmarks you pass every day. Look around. There's a good chance the roof over your favorite restaurant, your neighbor's home, or even the building you're driving by is a Joe Robertson and Son roof. Why have families trusted them for six decades? Because this is a family business built on honest workmanship, fair pricing, and doing the job right every single time. And with Joe Robertson and Son, you don't pay a dime until the job is completed to your satisfaction. If you need roofing service or a new roof, trust the family that upstate families have trusted for 60 years. Make it a Joe Robertson and Son roof. Call 864-246-0886. That's 864-246-0886. Or visit robertsonroofing.net.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Are you incensed that you missed one of our daily shows?
And what do we have? We have an altercation of some sort down on the field. Shane Beamer is incensed, irate about something.
Stay calm. You can listen to all of our past shows at theroarfm.com and click on the podcast tab.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. My great friends at Snyder Tree Care, SnyderTree.com, 833-4MY-TREE. I told you yesterday, a great place to work. If you're thinking about a new job, and let's take the tie off. You don't have to wear a tie at your other job, do you? Do you have a cubicle, by the way, at your other job?
I have a desk, but no tie.
Okay, no tie. Take that off, man. Get outside and do great work outside with these good folks. Eventually, we're going to have some colder weather, and eventually, we might have some winter storms. Mitigate any issues with roof lines and power lines and all that around your home, around your business. Let them take care of that for you as well. It's our great friends over at Snyder Tree. And what we're going to do, I need to come in and inventory some of my trees and make sure that things look right and doing right. It's our great friends at Snyder Tree. They'll do a great job for you with 2026 of making sure you got everything you need at Snyder Tree with all of your trees, all your shrubs, all your planting. This is a full-service, very experienced group, Snyder Tree, SnyderTree.com. Segment two with Mr. Will Clinton.
With the departure of Garrett Riley. We have in the last 3 years, obviously there are still a couple of total offenses for teams that are still active that have not been completed yet. But right now where we sit in 2025, Clemson's total offense ranking, number 59 nationally. That is very far down from last year being number 18 in total offense.
All right.
This year was a return to 2023 numbers where we were number 52 in total offense. Those are the 3 years with Garrett Riley.
It's been a minute on offense.
Yes. And looking back to 2022 with everyone's favorite DJ Uiagalelei and Brandon Streeter, who retrospectively maybe got kind of a raw deal. Streeter was number 30 nationally.
All right. Okay.
Tony Elliott, who is still regarded as one of the best offensive minds that we've had here at OC.
Not why he was here, because people hated the guy, and I kept telling him he was awesome, and everybody said, no, he's terrible. I said, no, the guy's awesome. They set every record he could set. Besides, you know what he did? Besides winning national championships and setting records for points, yards, rushing yards, passing yards, individual passing, and individual rushing, individual receiving stuff, besides breaking all those records, single game, single season, career, besides breaking all those records, he was terrible. Besides that.
Well, a lot of maybe, possibly, it was because of people's last impression of him. Also with DJ Uiagalelei, number 82 overall,
right?
Total offense. But again, that is losing Trevor Lawrence and Travis Etienne, who Tony Elliott is still referencing.
Sure, of course, wouldn't you?
Yes.
I mean, have you heard that really, really smoke show of a girlfriend before?
Have I had or heard of?
Had. Like just where everybody's like, oh my gosh. Dude.
No.
Really?
No, one does not stick out more than the others.
Oh, so I would say, because that's one you would always bring up, you know? Like, oh yeah, well, how about her? You know? Yeah. Remember that one?
Yeah. Anyway. Well, you could say that there are ones that are referenced that are, oh man, great smoke show, but crazy.
Oh no, you got that crazy scale, hot to crazy.
The
scale
hot through. Crazy scale.
Oh
yes.
Yeah.
Well, I think the crazy part was that could have been the DJ Uiagalelei factor.
Yes. Yeah. Totally agree with all that.
In Tony Elliott's first year as a solo offensive coordinator, and this is obviously asterisks on this one, number 4 in 2020.
All right.
I'm gonna reel off the Tony Elliott and Jeff Scott years, 2019 through 2015, and no, Jeff Scott is not, to our knowledge, a candidate.
What, one of our early texts, and I'm gonna try to answer all these in the next segment, but one of our early texts was, what's the odds of Jeff Scott being offensive coordinator? And I would put that at 1%.
Oh, higher than I thought. Okay.
Yeah. Slightly less than 1%. Because, you know. But I don't think that's going to be the case. Could be wrong.
It's a non-zero chance, but it's very close to zero.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
You never know what could happen. Yeah. 2019, number 4. 2018, total offense, number 4.
Mm.
2017, number 32.
Right.
2016, number 14.
Oh.
Number 2015, number 16.
Oh, so fun.
And the Chad Morris years, 2014, number 54 overall total offense. 2013, number 8. 2012, number 6. 2011, number 23. In the final year that I'll give you, 2010, Billy Napier, number 86.
All right. You ready for candidates?
I would love to hear who you got for me.
All right.
Now, are these betting odds or are these rumors?
No. Every person I mention is someone that has been mentioned in the media.
Excellent.
No inside source and no phone calls. Anybody I talked to yesterday didn't know. And so this is nothing inside at all. Every name I mention is going to be something that has been published via a newspaper, a website, or a tweet. All right? For instance, the Greenville News has about seven guys. The Greenville News Clemson beat writer, about seven guys. Yesterday, it was the New York Times guy. The guy I've had him on my show about three times. Mentioned Chad Morris. Anyway, I'll think of that guy in a second. Anyway, he mentioned Chad Morris. This would not shock me. Chad Morris, who took this year off to watch his son Chandler play football, the last job he had was in 2023 at Texas State. He was at Clemson, if you remember, in 2023 as an offensive analyst. He was at South Florida as an offensive analyst in 2022. In 2021, he was back at Allen High School in Texas. He was Auburn's offensive coordinator in 2020 and Arkansas's offensive coordinator, or head coach, I should say, in 18 and 19, SMU head coach in 15, 16, and 17, Clemson's offensive coordinator 2011, 12, 13, and 14. Before that, Tulsa's offensive coordinator. Before that, Lake Travis High School, Stevensville, Bay County, some high schools in Texas. So since, if you lost track of him, since he was here, obviously you remember the SMU head coaching days. Pretty good. Like they went, he turned it around. They were winning 1-2 games. He went 2-10, 5-7, 7-5. Then went to Arkansas and it went bad. He went 4-18 in Arkansas. But after that, offensive coordinator at Auburn for a year. That didn't go great because Malzahn was fired and Brian Harsin hired Mike Bobo to take over. Then went to back to Allen, Texas to coach high school football, head coach there in 21, was with Jeff Scott in 22. Was Jeff Scott 22 at South Florida? I think so. And then Clemson in 23 as an analyst. And then last year, 2 years ago, Texas State as a wide receiver coach. So Chad Morris, obviously, hurry up, no huddle. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. I can see him right now, man, at practice. Let's go, 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 gotta go. That's it. Red Bull drinking Chad Morris. You would give yourself an identity there, at least, if you had Chad Morris. It would be hurry up, no huddle. A name that was brought up in the Greenville News and was brought up on the show yesterday, Todd Monken, current offensive coordinator at with the Baltimore Ravens, and is a 59-year-old who was a graduate assistant at Notre Dame back in 91. His first job in college, Eastern Michigan offensive coordinator in 98-99, Louisiana Tech wide receiver coach, running backs coach 2000, coach receivers at Tech in 2001, Oklahoma State passing game coordinator 02 through 04, LSU passing game coordinator 05-06, Jaguars wide receiver coach, Jacksonville Jaguars 07 to 2010, Oklahoma State as the offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach in 11 and 12. Southern Miss head coach 13, 14, and 15 didn't go well. Tampa Bay Buccaneers offensive coordinator in 16 and 17. Buccaneers offensive coordinator in 18. Cleveland Browns offensive coordinator in 19. Came back to Georgia in 20 through 22. Won two national championships. Offensive coordinator, quarterbacks coach. The last 3 years now, the Baltimore Ravens offensive coordinator. Would he want to get back in the college game? That'd be one of the questions. I do know, or I've been told, that Dabo Swinney is fond of Todd Monken. And if you watch him at Georgia, how could you not be? A name brought up in the Greenville News, and I mentioned Greenville News, brought up in a couple of these places, but I mentioned Bruce Feldman, by the way, is one who mentioned Chad Morris. Bruce Feldman was that one writer. The Greenville News beat writer bringing up Chip Kelly. This seemed like a no to me, except for he interviewed at Georgia Tech a few weeks ago. Chip Kelly, 62 years old, was started out on defense at Columbia back in 1990, and then outside linebackers coach there. New Hampshire running backs coach, 92. Johns Hopkins defensive coordinator, 93. And since then, it's been all offense. So he's been a defense coordinator, a head coach, and an offensive coordinator. Anyway, New Hampshire running backs coach, 94 to 96. New Hampshire offensive line coach, 97, 98. Offensive coordinator, New Hampshire from 99 to 2006. Oregon offensive coordinator in 07, 08. The head coach of Oregon went really well in 09 to 2012. The Eagles head coach, Philadelphia Eagles head coach, 13 through 15. The 49ers head coach in 16, UCLA head coach in 18 to 23, came back at the college game, 1 year offensive coordinator at Ohio State, won a national championship, and 1 year disaster under Pete Carroll, Las Vegas Raiders, 2025. I thought left the college game NFL, but apparently interviewed at Georgia Tech. We'll see. I have time to get halfway through the list right now. The next one is, and this was a guy from the Greenville News that brought this one up as well, Mark Leftwich. I did not mention any stats, oh, by the way, on those three guys, because those three guys did not coach in college football this past year. Mark Leftwich is the offensive coordinator at Texas Tech. His numbers look like this. Total offense, Texas Tech 45th in the – I mean, I'm sorry. Texas Tech 5th in the country in total offense. Texas Tech 2nd in the country in points per game, 42.5. Impressive this year. This is his first year as the offensive coordinator at Texas Tech. Here's his background. Student assistant at UTEP in after playing quarterback there, 2016. Went to high school in Texas in 17. A GA at Incarnate Word in 18. Quarterbacks coach at Incarnate Word in 19, 20, and 21. Offensive coordinator at Incarnate Word in 22. Texas State offensive coordinator in 23 and 24. And now Texas Tech offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach this past year. Again, first year doing it. Fifth in the country in total offense. Second in the country with 42.5 points a game in scoring offense. Let me get this one in for you. The next one is a current offensive coordinator. Again, now this name came from – this name was brought up in the coaching search down at Coastal Carolina, but this was also brought up in the Greenville News today. Shannon Dawson, offensive coordinator at Miami, 48 years old. Wingate, right here in North Carolina, wide receiver coach, 02. Southeast Louisiana – 03, 04, New Mexico State GA, and 05, Millsaps. I don't even know what that is, 06, 07. Stephen F. Austin, offensive coordinator in 2008, 9, and 10. West Virginia wide receiver coach in 11, offensive coordinator in 12, quarterbacks coach, offensive coordinator in 13 and 14. Kentucky offensive coordinator in 15, Southern Miss offensive coordinator in 16, 17, and 18. Houston defensive end, or tight end coach in 19, passing game coordinator in 20, offensive coordinator in 21 and 22. And has been at Miami now as the offensive coordinator 2023, 24, and 25. Miami, 35th in the country in total offense, 28th in the country with 32 points a game in scoring offense. I have three more names on the Greenville News list, at least, to discuss after a break. Can we take a break? We'll do that. We'll come back. I'll finish that list and then answer a bunch of text, a phone call, and then kind of give some analysis stuff. Short break. Much more on the other side.
I'm a Dodger fan. I'm a GameCop fan.
Could you imagine living in a house like this?
Making choices is hard, but choosing the right countertop doesn't have to be. Star Granite Interiors has been in business for over 50 years. We use the latest in...
Technology.
No matter how you say it, we use the best equipment to ensure a quality experience, not to mention our customer service is second to none.
Call our dad for a free quote.
Call Jeremy Revis at 864-304-4249.
Blue Ridge Heating and Air, comfort and flexibility go hand in hand. For a limited time, choose the savings that fit your budget best. With 60 months no interest financing or a $2,000 rebate upfront on select heat pumps, which can qualify for federal tax credits and electric company rebates. That's 5 years interest free or $2,000 or more back in your pocket. Call today and find out which option works best for you at BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. Blue Ridge Heating and Air, a preferred Armstrong Air dealer.
At Ben Mason Insurance, we don't just provide insurance, we offer peace of mind to our upstate community. Whether it's auto insurance, home insurance, or life insurance, we're dedicated to safeguarding what matters most. Located at 188 Blaylock Road, Boiling Springs, we're here and ready to serve you. Call us today, 864-578-7100, and let us tailor a policy that fits your needs. Ben Mason Insurance, your trusted partner in protection.
It's time to kick off the perfect tailgate and take your team to Ingles. Chips and guac made fresh in store every day. The best meat in town, packaged fresh every day. And smiling faces giving you their best every day. Let's be real, in the South, football season is our favorite season of the year. There's a lot to smile about, especially with deals like these. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
What do Clemson and the Citadel have in common? The time-honored tradition of the class ring. Collegiate Legacy Designs created a ring plaque that will carry that same tradition in your office or home to last a lifetime. Proudly handcrafted by Clemson alum Greg Terry and his wife Julie, Collegiate Legacy Designs offers customized ring plaques for your class ring, both men's and women's, and can ship nationwide. Give the gift that will carry your alumni pride at collegiatelegacydesigns.com.
This is Coach Dabo Sweeney. I remember how great it was to turn 21, but remember, just because you're 21 or over doesn't mean you can buy alcohol for anyone underage. In fact, you could face fines and jail time for a first offense. Upstate alcohol enforcement teams are enforcing underage drinking laws to save lives. When officers catch a minor with alcohol, they ask, who gave it to them? Don't let it be you. For more information, go to phoenixcenter.org.
Hey, if you're looking for safe takes, you're on the wrong station.
Not up in here!
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Tiger Sports Shop, tigersports.com. Get in touch with my great friends at tigersports.com. Right now, let me see if we got two. No, just one thing for Tiger Sports right now. The hoodie is Tiger Sports, tigersports.com. Love my great friends over there. 50 years. They're doing 51st anniversary coming up this year, man. That's unbelievable. You going to some coming to town for anything in the new year, you got to have that warm weather, cold weather stuff. They'll take care of you. Basketball gear. Baseball season right around the corner. Can't wait to have Coach Backich on. My great friends at Tiger Sports Shop. Engineer Sleep next. Tiger Sports Shop, tigersports.com. Good folks at Tiger Sports. The mayor of Newberry just texted in. And I thought it might be like closed roads or something. No. Sources, Northwestern is close to hiring veteran coach Chip Kelly as their offensive coordinator. So on the Greenwood News list, we could scratch off Chip Kelly, baby, unless Dabo makes a phone call before the ink dries.
QCT also pointed that out. ESPN reported that 15 minutes ago.
How about that? You guys are on top of it. Now, with that said, are you surprised Chip Kelly, like, that guy was the head coach of the Eagles and the 49ers and, like, he's interviewed at Georgia Tech and taking a Northwestern job. Like, what? What? Like, how can he fall from grace that much? All right. Let me continue down the list because I only have three more. And, again, these are just names I've seen published so far or guys in who writers or people have mentioned, anybody's mentioned. I told you mainly national guys or the most extensive list I've seen so far, the biggest list, I'm going over everybody, by the way, is the Greenwood News guy, the writer over there. With that said, we mentioned Chad Morris, Todd Munkett, now Chip Kelly, obviously, or maybe out. Mark Leftwich at Texas Tech in the playoffs. Shannon Dawson at Miami in the playoffs. Next guy, Jonathan Brewer, who was at Duke. Duke this past year, 34th in the country in total offense. 19th in the country in scoring offense. He averaged 34 points a game. He's 38 years old. He was a GA at Auburn in 13, 14, and 15. Quality control guy at Auburn in 16. Quality control guy in 17 at UConn. Quality control guy at Southern Miss in 18 and 19. Was a quality control guy at Miami in 20 and 21. His first full-time job wasn't until 2022. Quarterbacks coach at 22 at SMU. Co-offensive coordinator at SMU in 23. Current Duke offensive coordinator 24 and 25. 38 years old. The next guy is Joey Hazel. I hope I'm saying his name right. H-A-L-Z-L-E. Would you say Hazel? Tennessee offensive coordinator. 39 years old. I don't remember as a quarterback at Oklahoma. Oklahoma quality control guy, 09 through 11. GA at Oklahoma, 12, 13, 14. Quality control guy at Utah State in 15. Quality control guy at Missouri in 16. Quality control guy at Central Florida in 19. First head full-time job, Central Florida quarterback coach in 20. Tennessee quarterback coach in 21 and 22. Current offensive coordinator, quarterback coach at Tennessee, 23, 24, 25. Again, they were Tennessee now, fourth in the country in total offense, and at 40.8 points a game, sixth in the country in scoring offense. The last guy I'm not familiar with is Rashad Samples. This is mentioned by the Greenville News guy, running backs coach at Oregon, 31 years old, was at SMU, was Texas as a quality guy, support guy in 18, support staff guy at SMU in 19, running backs coach at SMU in 20, assistant head coach, running backs coach at SMU in 21, went to the NFL, the Rams running back coach in 22, Arizona State wide receiver coach, passing game coordinator in 23, and Oregon assistant head coach and running backs coach 24 and 25. So basically, now that's eight candidates. We can scratch one off here in the last 15 minutes. It's Chip Kelly apparently is going to Northwestern. With that said, that's basically two different categories. You get the young, up-and-coming assistants like Leftwich, like Dawson, like Brewer, and like Housel. Those guys are 31, 48, 30, 38, 39, and they hadn't been head coaches. You get the old grizzled veterans, Chad Morris, former head coach, 57, Todd Monken, former head coach and NFL guy now, 59. So it seems to me like two different categories. Which one do you go with? You know, how do you navigate that? What are you looking for? What's the identity? What's it going to be? At this point in time, I don't know. Again, I don't have any inside, and I don't think anybody else does. I think that Dabo Swinney is the one that knows what he wants to do and is not going to be tweeting it out, I would say. But you'll get names and interviews. I think we'll have a pretty good list of guys just through, you know, here's how this works. Guys have wives and sons and daughters, and people tweet and word gets out. And it won't be coming from Clemson side of things. It'll be coming from other interest side of things. But those will come out a little bit between now and the hire. I don't see the hire. I don't think he has a guy right now like he did last time. Remember, he basically had Garrett Riley hired before he fired Brandon Streeter. I don't think that's the case now. Could be wrong. So I think you'll talk about talking to guys and interviewing guys maybe through the week. I don't think you'll have a hire until maybe you got to have a hire soon because of transfer portal stuff. But with that said, money's the big thing there for guys now instead of coaches and all that. I think you can see the same dragon in next week. I wouldn't be surprised if we're talking a week from now and not having a coordinator yet. I think there's enough guys. And especially like Munkin's got to play on Sunday. Let me do that. We've not even done that yet. As you know, and like if you want to hire Leftwich or Dawson, they're in the playoffs.
Or samples.
Those guys are in the playoffs right now. So they could be out there for another couple of weeks if that's the case.
And not to rehash PTSD, but Garrett Riley was hired 2 days after the national championship.
Yeah.
Which he was the
turned him down at first, by the way. And then Dad would say, sleep on it, and called him back the next day and took it. So, yeah, we'll see what comes of all that. The Ravens, if I can find it here, the Ravens play, oh, they play the last game. They play at 8:20 Sunday night. So that definitely, I mean, you could be talking to him, but if you hired him, you wouldn't announce it until Monday morning, the earliest. I think you can see this thing, again, I could be totally 100% wrong. But I think you see this thing drag into the weekend, maybe first next week. So we'll see. With that said, let's get a lot. Again, I've got three guests. Tex said, you think we're losing the commitments? No, all those guys have signed, and almost all those guys are here right now. Tex said, no way for Napier-Lagway package. No, Napier's taking the head job at James Madison. So he was not going to come here instead of taking that job. So let me fly through some of our text messages that are coming in. Bishop writes in, I missed most of Monday morning meltdown with Mickey yesterday. Hey, we need that. That's a segment. Let's get M&M's candy to sponsor the Monday morning meltdown with Mickey. A lot of alliterations from an announcer. I hope there's a recap today. The recap was this. I wasn't upset about Saturday. Who cares? It was an exhibition. You got 28 guys missing. They got 30 guys missing. Playing on a baseball field in the snow in New York, who cares? What I cared about was this is a five-year decline and that this program has dropped off, and I blame bad hires. I blame some complacency. I blame dinosaur-aged NIL policy and transfer portal policy, and all that has to change, or this program is going to continue to spiral down that path. And so it's been a five-year, easy-to-see decline in the program that I mentioned that Dabo Swinney is one of the top two coaches in the country during the old age of how we used to do things, but now is not in the top 50 in the country as far as how to do things in the new way. So you've got to change, and if you don't adapt, that's it. Austin says, make Munkin say no. Matt Luke reached out to Munkin yesterday, or should have. But I did a Georgia guy tell me that Munkin and Luke didn't get along well. I don't know. I have no idea. You know, I don't know whose wives like each other. I don't know any of this kind of stuff. I don't know. Tex said, Mickey, you got to play Keepy Uppy on the next system. Great workout. Yes, the Bluey game, Keepy Uppy. You know, are you familiar with Keepy Uppy?
Unfortunately, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay, you got to keep the balloon up through all that. Texas makes a great point. Doesn't matter who the coach is, if the Clemson, if the way Clemson acquires players doesn't change. That's right. The better coaches are the guys who get the opportunity to coach the better players. You got to have more talent acquisitions coming in here, better talent coming on. Texas said, surely there's going to be more moves on staff, so we are promoting former players that have not coached anywhere else. You know, again, I'm not going to hold anybody else accountable for somebody else's sins. There's a great Springsteen song that talks about how my only wish was that everybody was accountable for their own sins rather than your father's sins being part of you. Hey, there's a bunch of great coaches out there. Because a guy didn't coach this place or didn't coach this place or hadn't coached the South or had coached the South or where he played or was it NFL experience or not, I don't know. I mean, South Carolina's past thing, they did their deal where we're not going to hire a guy from the NFL or had any NFL experience because the last two were disasters. Okay, knock yourself out. But the idea that there's a lot of Clemson grads out there that are doing really well in coaching, and you say, I don't want any more Clemson grads. Well, what if you turn down a really good coach? Those guys shouldn't pay for the sins of other guys, right? And by the way, Tony Elliott, pretty good job. Jeff Scott did a pretty good job here. I don't want to hire any other coach, but is Jeff Scott coming back? And I get that text again today, and I told you 1%. 1% chance of that happening. And that was from 4082. 1% chance. I would not bet on that one for sure. A couple more before we are before we take a break. 3929 said Todd Munkin would be awesome. Larry Williams reporting that this may be the only two coaches that lose jobs. So could we see I don't know what that word is, a fling of coaches in different positions? Now, I don't think you'll see guys move in different positions. I don't think. I think that's what the question was. I don't think that's going to be the case. Texture says $38.99 says Tony Elliott coached somewhere else before coming back. Clemson's not a place to start at. I'll give you examples of that maybe later too. So we'll see. And I know there's people that you know, again, that's just not fair to hold somebody else accountable. Tony Elliott had a short stint somewhere else. Okay. A lot of guys have done that. 5001 says, doesn't matter who the OC says if we're handcuffed with the horde of Clemson offense. Again, I don't think that's going to be the case. 1260 says, I feel like Todd Monken would be a dream hire for the Tiger offense. Todd Monken did wonders for the University of Georgia. Two national championships at Georgia. And he did it with Stetson Bennett at quarterback. Todd Monken is a home run hire for anybody out there. Hey, my great friends at the Patterson Tax Service, I talked to Russ a little bit last night, and they are about to head off to Franklin, North Carolina, and get their whole software update. They go through this big, long classes days of learning more about the software update for 2026 for filing 25 taxes. And so that's why they're so doggone good at it, is they spend all this time in the off season studying and making sure. So you're going to love that. You're going to love dealing with the best in the business. Go ahead and make your appointment now. I mean, we are about 3 weeks away from filing taxes. Go with the best in the business. Get the Patterson's Tax Service. Hey, what do you do? Ask about some tax planning with them and ask if he can save your money, save your business a bunch of money too through their great tax planning. PATTX.com, PatTax.com, 864-859-8289, 864-859-8289. We'll take a short break. We'll come back. One open phone line segment. We'll talk to Milt Lauder at 725, Josh Williams 745, and Tony Morrell 805. Hour two after this.